The concert you're about to hear was originally broadcast live in September 2018. Enjoy this encore presentation.
Hi, my name is Yannick Mizefiger, and I have the great pleasure of being the music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And we're thrilled to bring the Philadelphia sound in Michigan and Ann Arbor, and being able also to share this sound through the airwaves. And we come with a wonderful program which shows the Philadelphia sound through its history with some Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky, and also the sound of today with a brand new piece commissioned by the orchestra to Nico Muhly. So I hope this is going to be a great journey through our sound and the emotions of the music making that is typical of the Philadelphia sound.
That was the voice of one of the most in-demand men in classical music, Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin. But he wasn't too busy to phone in with a word of welcome to this live broadcast by the Philadelphia Orchestra. From the University Musical Society in Hill Auditorium on the campus of the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, this is Nancy Dineen of Interlochen Public Radio.
And I'm Mark Travis. Welcome to Live from Hill, where in just a little while, the Philadelphia Orchestra will give its first concert in Ann Arbor in 24 years.
And that's significant, isn't it, Mark? This orchestra first performed in Hill Auditorium in 1913, shortly after it opened. And then, for nearly 50 years, they were the orchestra in residence for the Ann Arbor May Festival. They last appeared here in 1994.
Yes, indeed. So much history there, Nancy. The list of luminaries that the Philadelphia Orchestra brought to Hill Auditorium is nothing short of incredible. Vladimir Horowitz, Birgit Nilsson, Sergei Rachmaninoff, Aaron Copland, and, of course, Eugene Ormandy, to name but a few. And now music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin leads a most triumphant return to Hill with a program of works by Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, and a brand new piece from Nico Muhly.
Yes, our program's going to begin with a stunning suite from Nico Muhly's new opera, Marnie, which will have its U.S. premiere this fall at the Metropolitan Opera, also with Yannick Nézet-Séguin. Then, Georgian violinist and international superstar Lisa Batyashvili will make her UMS debut as the soloist in Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. The program will close with a work dedicated to and premiered by the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Symphonic Dances by Sergei Rachmaninoff.
You know, at just 37 years of age, Nico Muhly has emerged as one of the most significant music voices of our time. The Vermont native has received commissions from the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, the New York Philharmonic, and St. Paul's Cathedral, and he's written more than 80 works for the concert stage, including the opera Marnie, which received its world premiere last year. And it's actually scheduled for its U.S. premiere at the Met in just a few weeks. Now, we'll get a special sneak peek with the opening work in our broadcast, Lyre, which is a suite taken from the opera. And here now is the composer with a brief synopsis.
The two-second synopsis is that Marnie is a woman who gets a job under an assumed name, wearing, you know, a wig or dyed hair or whatever, and she gets close enough to the boss to get the code for the safe, the combination for the safe, steals the money, vanishes, right? Rinse and repeat. And in doing this, she creates each time a whole different kind of character. So once she's a sort of mousy librarian type, and the other time she's a kind of fun, outgoing type, and she goes through these identities, and so of course that's, I mean, she's lying, right? That's the fundamental vehicle. And then she gets caught by one of the bosses. And instead of turning her into the police, he says that she has to marry him. And, you know, she tells a million lies to try to get out of it. He says, no, it doesn't matter. I don't care. This is what's going to happen. So act two is her escaping from this and discovering why it is that she's like this in a way that she herself didn't know. Why am I lying? Why am I stealing? What's going on with that? Like, what's the... So she, through psychoanalysis, gets to the bottom of her own story. So for me, that was really fun to take some of the gnarlier music from the opera and turn it into an orchestral suite.
And, you know, I have to say, Nancy, that having the chance to sit down with Nico, just such a talent, but just such a pleasant person to be around. I mean, you hear the enthusiasm that he brings, and of course we hear that in his music, and it's just going to be a wonderful sneak preview that we get tonight.
I love the way he talks about the story. He's so into it. It makes me so excited to hear the piece with the Philadelphia Orchestra. It's going to happen in just a few minutes. It's so exciting tonight, live in Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor.
And one thing he said, too, is that, I asked him if there are things that we should listen for. And he said that he took an approach not unlike Berg takes in Lulu with the menagerie that opens, where he assigns really a role to each of the characters. And I believe he said that the title character, Marnie, is portrayed by the oboe. And here now is Matthew Van Biesen.
Welcome to Hill Auditorium here at the University of Michigan. I'm Matthew Van Biesen. I'm the president here at the University Musical Society, and I'm here with our board chair, Sarah Nicoli. And on behalf of the two of us and the entire UMS organization, I want to welcome you to this first of the Choral Union series at our 140th season here at UMS. First, how great is it to have these wonderful artists back here in Ann Arbor? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Philadelphia Orchestra. We're thrilled to have the orchestra back here for their 268th performance under the UMS auspices. Their first in 24 years, now under the artistic direction of music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin, and joined tonight by the wonderful soloist Liza Batiashvili, making her UMS debut. We'd also like to extend a special welcome and thanks to our colleagues at the Philadelphia Orchestra, their new president and CEO, Matthias Tarnopolsky, and a really wonderful team that we've been working on the last few months leading up to this performance. I want to hand over to Sarah for a few important thank yous, but I also want to remind you that Maestro Nezet-Séguin will be back here in Ann Arbor on December 16th. As a pianist in recital with the wonderful Joyce DiDonato, so you will not want to miss that. So thank you so much for being here, and I'll turn it over to Sarah.
Thank you, Matthew. Welcome, everybody. On behalf of the UMS Board of Directors, our National Council, our sustaining directors, and our volunteer core, the ambassadors, I'd like to welcome you all to Hill Auditorium in UMS's 140th season. We can't thank you enough for being subscribers, for being ticket buyers, and always for your ongoing support. Special thanks tonight go out to our sponsors, Michigan Medicine, the Alumni Association of the University of Michigan, and Ceci Lincoln. Please join me in thanking them. Tonight, we're also proud to partner with our friends at Interlochen Public Radio, where this will be live broadcast and has been since early this evening. And we'll also be streaming it on Facebook Live. Thank you so much again. Enjoy this performance and the 140th season of UMS.
And we just heard from the president of UMS, Matthew Van Biesen, and also UMS board chair, Sarah Nicoli, with a few opening remarks. We're about to hear music of Nico Muhly, Lyre, the suite from his opera Marnie, with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yannick Nezet-Séguin, music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, has arrived on the stage, asks the orchestra to stand, and shakes the hand of the first desk violins.
Thank you. Thank you.
Live from Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor, that was Lyre, Suite from Marnie by American composer Nico Muhly. The Philadelphia Orchestra premiered that work just over 2 weeks ago, and now they've brought it on tour so that we could enjoy it. The conductor was the orchestra's music director, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
And I would say that this Hill audience receiving this music quite enthusiastically, Nancy.
I think that they are very excited that the orchestra is back, and they're very excited to be hearing one of the very first performances of that suite by Nico Muhly.
Yes, exactly. There's something very special about having a chance to say, I was there when this music received its first performance, in this case, in Hill Auditorium.
Maestro Nezet-Séguin is acknowledging several of the figures who had prominent solos in the piece, and now the entire orchestra has been asked to stand. And a warm smile from the conductor to the entire Hill audience.
Yeah, the composer told me that one of the things he really enjoyed about having access to an ensemble like the Philadelphia Orchestra was not only the virtuosity of the ensemble, but also the character and individuality and individual virtuosity of the individual players, and that music was scored accordingly.
A stage change is now in progress in Hill Auditorium. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio's live broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra from the University Musical Society. And next, we're going to welcome Lisa Batyashvili to the stage for her UMS debut as soloist in the Violin Concerto in D by Tchaikovsky. Music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin spoke of the special bond he and Miss Batyashvili share, and the new life she breathes into this repertoire staple.
Lisa, I consider her my sister in music. We've been collaborating everywhere in the world for many years, and she has been a regular guest with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and also with me, and also before my time. And I cannot have enough good words to say about her. She's a consummate artist, and she is always playing the score, going back to the text, making it her own, which makes that even a concerto like the Tchaikovsky concerto, which we hear very often, but she makes it sound completely new without deforming the music at all. It's actually just because her artistry is so high, and we never need to really talk a lot about what we want to do because we understand each other very much, which is similar to the connection I have with the orchestra. So that's really exciting to be able not only to play this in Philadelphia, but to go on tour with it.
It's difficult to imagine, Nancy, that there was a time when the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto wasn't a repertoire staple. But in fact, it actually got off to a pretty rocky start. Tchaikovsky composed the piece in the spring of 1878 while staying in this little town in Lake Geneva. And he dedicated the piece to Leopold Auer, one of the celebrated virtuosos of the day, but he declared it both too difficult and too radical a work, and so he declined to play it in public. And so then the concerto sat on the proverbial shelf for the better part of the next 3 years until Brodsky himself, an able violinist, Adolf Brodsky, decided to shoulder up the task of learning the piece. He was inspired by the beauty of the work, and so he dedicated himself to championing its demands. And in December of 1881, he performed the concerto for the first time before a Viennese audience. Hans Richter was the conductor. Though the first performance wasn't exactly a flop, the concerto was met with rather severe criticism by those in the know. And one critic remarked, quote, "The violin was not played, but beaten black and blue." I don't think Lisa Batyashvili is going to beat the violin black and blue tonight.
I don't think she will. But wow, harsh comments from that critic. And while Tchaikovsky took the comments to heart, Brodsky was stimulated all the more to do everything he could to make the concerto succeed, swearing that he would, quote, "continue to play the piece forever." And sometime later, Brodsky and Richter teamed up again for a performance, this time in London, and on that occasion, a star in the form of a violin concerto was born. This success and the subsequent success of the work in Moscow greatly lifted Tchaikovsky's spirits, and today, of course, the D major violin concerto is one of the most popular works in the canon.
Yeah, the concerto is scored, like most, in three movements, Allegro Moderato, Canzonetta, and the finale, Allegro Vivacissimo. There we go, Vivacissimo. Lisa Batyashvili actually was telling me that one of her highlights in this piece is the second movement, which evokes Lenski's aria from Tchaikovsky's opera, Eugene Onegin.
Another composer using part of one of his previous works in a new concerto, breathing new life into that theme from Eugene Onegin. You're listening to Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio, and here comes our soloist for the broadcast, Lisa Batyashvili. Back on stage now to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra, music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Coming right up, it's the concerto in D major for violin and orchestra, Opus 35 by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Thank you. there's still a second and a third movie. But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Violin Concerto in D, Opus 35 by Tchaikovsky. The Philadelphia Orchestra was conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin, and the soloist was Lisa Batyashvili in her UMS debut.
And we should mention that Lisa Batyashvili appears courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon, which carries her recording of this very work that we just heard, the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. More information on that is available at deutschegrammophon.com.
You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, live from Hill. The Philadelphia Orchestra performs live tonight in Hill Auditorium on the campus of the University of Michigan, the University Musical Society in Ann Arbor.
And a welcome return for the Philadelphia Orchestra, after being such a staple here at Hill Auditorium for decades. This is their first appearance in 24 years. And of course, Lisa Batyashvili here in her UMS debut.
The audience has been rewarded for waiting patiently. 24 years is a long time to be away. It seems like everybody's very happy. The Philadelphia Orchestra is back. Lisa Batyashvili back on stage. She gives a round of applause to the orchestra. She had a wonderful time performing with them, it looked, from here in Hill Auditorium. A very exciting performance tonight. Different sections of the orchestra being asked to stand for acknowledgement. Some major parts in that orchestral accompaniment by Tchaikovsky.
Absolutely. A very thoroughly composed and through composed work in the last two movements.
That first movement, she got out a towel afterward. The audience roared with applause. That happens quite a bit with that piece. And Maestro Nezet-Séguin had a fun moment with the audience.
Yeah, gently reminding them that, in fact, there were two more movements yet to come. It seems to be a common thing in Tchaikovsky, certainly the piano concerto, also sometimes results in a round of applause after the first movement. It just means everyone is keyed in. And, oh.
Thank you so much for, by the way, the applause after the first movement. This is what they would have done in Tchaikovsky's time. So, and by the way Lisa played this, I totally understand your need of showing your appreciation. Quite a few years ago, Lisa and I, we recorded for Deutsche Grammophon some arrangements from Tchaikovsky's songs for voice and piano, and we transcribed it in a way for violin, the voice of the violin and piano by Tchaikovsky. So here is one of those songs, which is probably the best known. You might have heard of it if I say None But the Lonely Heart. Some very famous American singers sang that back in the day. So with all our love.
None But the Lonely Heart. Yannick Nezet-Séguin at the piano with violinist Lisa Batyashvili. This is the Philadelphia Orchestra live in Hill Auditorium. Yannick Nezet-Séguin is music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra. He and Lisa Batyashvili have made their way back to center stage from the piano off at the side. And once again, he asks the orchestra to stand.
And in a sense, hearing Maestro at the piano gives us a foretelling of things to come here at Hill Auditorium. He will join Joyce DiDonato in December for a recital appearance where they will do the complete Winterreise. So for more information about that, it's of course available at ums.org.
You're listening to Classical IPR's live broadcast from Hill Auditorium, as Mark mentioned, the University Musical Society.